as a bonus feature, I'm going to read you Glitter and Lube's version of this. The Sam comes to Atlantis and John gets jealous story. It's not that John set out to hate Sam exactly, it's just she came over to his city and took Elizabeth's spot, and that irritated him. And then she kind of took all of Rodney's attention, and that was John's Rodney's attention. By rights. He had dibs. Also, there was the thing where she was kind of like a mutant or something, like the time Rodney got superpowers, only not cool, just creepy. He waved his hand in front of her eyes once, and she had blinked, and they both stood there awkwardly before John invented an excuse to run off. What if she was an android? Was that why everyone who touched her died? Because they knew too much about the secret government project? John turned the X-Files off on his computer and backed away. He vaguely remembered that SG-1 had all had robot copies made. Maybe Carter's had gotten switched somehow? Was Rodney really in love with a robot? It explained so much. On the other hand, if Rodney was into emotionally unavailable, slightly shut down people, John was totally right here. After the fifth staff meeting that started with, and then Sam adjusted her halo and blah blah blah, I suck so much, blah, John stared at the back of Rodney's head, willing him to explode. When that didn't work, he started kicking Rodney's shin carefully under the table. It took about 3 times before Rodney started yelling, and John grinned happily as Rodney stopped praising Sam and started fussing over his injured self. Rodney was whiny the rest of the day, giving John annoyed looks. John patted his arm happily, secure he had Rodney's attention back. The next time Rodney started in on his Sam as a goddess speech, John pulled out his iPod and pretended that Rodney was talking about ice cream. He nodded along. Yes, ice cream is awesome. John has fantasies about it too. Absolutely. John tried to puzzle out if Rodney maybe has a thing for him too, since Rodney tends to act very similarly towards John. But it was to think through when you just can't process these kinds of things. He tried ignoring Rodney to prove a point, but really, unless he was pissed off to the point of rage, John couldn't ignore Rodney. Plus, Rodney didn't seem to get that John was ignoring him and continued to follow him around the mess. John tried pointing towards another table and told Rodney to go sit there, and Rodney made his "I do not understand you" gesture. John explained they were on a break, and Rodney stared at him before saying, "Like Rachel and Ross?" causing John to have a breakdown in front of his men because it was hilarious that Rodney knew that. Then it occurred to him that they had been dating, so the parallel meant that Rodney thought they were dating. Maybe. John subtly dragged Rodney out of the mess to shove him in a supply room for a quick conference. It didn't matter, no one paid attention to their bullshit anymore. John hissed. "Hey, that analogy you just used, does it say anything?" He looked at Rodney meaningfully, and Rodney just stood there, utterly lost, before trying, "What?" "Like, say, you feel we're like those idiots on that stupid show." "I'm not an idiot. You, on the other hand." "No, Rodney, do you think we're dating?" "What?" Rodney looked panicked. "You think we aren't?" John's mouth fell open. "Why didn't you tell me?" "I thought you knew." "But we... you... there is no sex." "Yes, that has been a source of disappointment to me as well, actually." "Right. Okay. I can work through this. How much sex do we need to make up for?" 4 years. 4 years of sex," Rodney nods very fast. John grabs Rodney, who squeaks, "Wait, right now?" However, John is already on his knees, and Rodney is not a moron, so he shuts up. Well, he doesn't shut up, but it's more of the yes, yes, God Shepherd, yes, than the questioning, "Why are you doing this here when we can get caught?" style of speaking. Something, something, whatever next. There might have been a party, and John might have been slightly drunk. It was not his fault, though. Carter showed up wearing this thing that left her boobs hanging out, and John was in the corner with Katie and Kate, while Simpson was saying things like, "Jesus, if I'd known it was slut night, I would have worn hot pants." John maybe snorted beer out his nose, and possibly later had told Carter to get her whore hands off his... and he'd stumbled here, because what the hell was he supposed to call Rodney? He would cut off his own hands before he said boyfriend, so he had to lamely finish with, "Person I have gay sex with, so there." Rodney had to ruin John's awesome moment by mentioning the word threesome and provoking screaming on both sides. The next morning was horribly tense and awkward when Sam was all smarmy and saying things like, "I knew it, and I could report you." And John was saying things back like, "Bite me," and, "I can make the city eat you." The end. I love that story. It's so funny. I wish it was longer, like forever long, like 5 trillion D billion D pages long. Never ended, ever. But alas, that's where it ends. Okay, I'm done. See ya!